maybe Discharged, who we've just spoken about, is in the mix as well. Adrian Bott is co-trainer with Gabe Waterhouse. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, Adrian.
We're just talking about this two-year-old. Obviously, so much discussion about Reloaded, but having spoken to you a couple of times through the week, you're certainly not, you know, balking at the issue here with Discharged.
Yeah, look, I like where he's at in his preparation, the way he's been training, and certainly the way he's been progressing. He's showed, you know, good improvement in our eyes. And you know, when they met first up, there was certainly a lot of merit in his run. He was caught wide and probably had to produce his run sooner than we would have liked, and he's just probably left a little bit vulnerable there late. And, stepping up to the 1400 metres is what we've always felt he's been looking for, and excited to test him over that sort of trip. So he deserves his chance to be there, and if he can run a race accordingly, we'll certainly love to give him his chance going up to Queensland as well.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, look, he did, and at least he's done it again. He's come out and showed that he come on from that run, winning at Canterbury, beating a subsequent winner, showing good race style. So he's a likeable horse.
He's a good, tough horse. It's hard to find the bottom of him. He puts himself up on pace. And, as I said, over the 1400, I think he'll enjoy that sort of tempo. And, as I said, he can put himself there on pace, really tough, and he'll be fighting out the finish for sure.
It seems to be the pattern with your Sydney runners today. They just seem to be, you know, untapped sorts. This frenzied in race three, he could well be a lovely stayer for the future.
Yeah, he's certainly bred to be. Very, very raw individual. And he did plenty wrong there last start. Although early in the race wasn't all his fault, he got hampered there at the start and was in a very awkward position throughout the run, which we certainly didn't want to be in. I thought there was a number of occasions there where he was entitled not to win, but I love the way he picked him up late. He's taken plenty of confidence out of that. And he's just a horse that looks like he's thriving in work at the moment. He's putting on condition all the time, and he just he really looks a treat at the moment. So, look, he's got to take that next step going to the city grade, but he's most definitely an improver, and he's only going to be better suited by a strong trip.
Mm. It's easy to get carried away with midweek form. It can come back and make you red-faced, but this Wolf, he bounced back big time there at Canterbury. Geez, he impressed.
Yeah, look, getting him over that sort of trip the first time was exciting to see what he did. And look, I thought he was going to get caught in an awkward position there when the race changed shape there at Canterbury, and he got caught back on the inside when everyone was making their runs, and I wasn't sure he was going to be able to sprint as well as he did. So he caught me by surprise a little bit, but I thought it was the most impressive victory, and I think he's done particularly well since that race, and I think he can take that next step. We think quite highly of him, obviously, and still think there's more to come, and I think the bigger track today will certainly be more to his liking.
This filly Ready to Profit, she may have been big odds there at Scone, but I don't think there was any fluke in that performance.
Yeah, certainly not. She's always shown us plenty of potential, and when you sort of go back and sort of pull apart some of her performances, we've been able to make genuine excuses for her. Although if she wasn't able to do it, Scone, we're certainly running out of them. But she has shown us plenty at home, and it was good to see it validate that at the races with a nice strong win. And I think she can back that up. She hasn't given us any indication as to why she can't go right on with it. She gets in well with the claim. I think Billy's been doing a great job, and she looks quite well placed. So I think she's ready to. Yeah, she's just matured and really strengthened, and certainly mentally she's come a long way. Hopefully she can go right on with this campaign for us.
The sires, Group 2 sires in Queensland at Eagle Farm today. I'm tipping he's going to be looking the winner for a long way this son.
Yeah, look, I know there may be a few concerns over the distance for him, but always felt that he would appreciate stepping up to the to the 1400 and the mile in time, which is one of the main reasons he's been targeted for that carnival, and we sort of forego the autumn there. But he's done really well. There's a nice sense of timing about his campaign. He's improving all the time. I thought it was an excellent run last start. He had to do plenty of work from that wide draw and just outside of hot speed. He gave a good kick in the straight, but probably just peaked on his run late there. And you know, he pulled up having a good blow, so there was a lot of improvement out of that. We had to take him up to Brisbane during the week on Tuesday for a nice hit out on the course proper there, and Blake Shin partnered him, and I thought it was really sharp work, and we saw the improvement from the run that we needed to. So I think a softer draw today, and hopefully the tempo of the 1400, he can get the right run to suit. And, as you said, I think he'll certainly take some catching, and he looks a lovely race.
Mm. Any reports about the two stayers in Melbourne, Runaway and Transact, trying to qualify for a cup start?
Yeah, Gay's ventured down there today. She's she's been keeping a close eye on the team down there over the last few weeks. Look, she can't fault both of them going into today's race and try and give them the best chance to qualify. It's certainly a lucrative reason to be there. It takes the pressure off in the spring. It would be great if we could pick it up with one of the two.
She loves the stayers, Gay, doesn't she? She's got a new love affair with the jumps as well.
You've got two in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Two in tomorrow, yeah. She said they're frying. Certainly, she does really enjoy it. They're a lot of fun. It's certainly a different caper for us. But, social elements. He showed plenty of good form on the in his flat career here. And I certainly wouldn't say he's done with on the flats either. But, I think he's a nice progressive type over the jumps, and he looks hard to beat tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, Goodwood Zodiac looks like a freak.
Well. He's going well.
He's going good too. Yeah. He just loves it. He gets out there, and goes 100 miles an hour, and just keeps going.
It's a pretty impressive victory there first up for his main. We threw him in the deep end there, second up, and when it was in the galley water, he just did a few things wrong in the run. He wasn't seasoned enough. It was a bit too hard to jump. Yeah, it certainly was. But he's came out of that well, and he's been doing great, ready to go again.
All right, mate, good luck with all of them, particularly in the feature race here with Zastan, but I hope they all run well for you.
Thanks very much.